will go here in 3, 2, and 1. Thanks so much for joining us here on this Saturday morning. Well, let's go ahead and turn our attention now to the sport of high school golf. We're joined here by Lebanon Tigers head coach Sam Godby, and we'll also have a chance to hear from team member Toby Meyer in just a moment. But let's begin, as always, with the coach. And Coach Godby, welcome back. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Thank you, Scott.
Well, give me your thoughts on the season at this point. I know the weather's been terrible, and you haven't been able to get a lot of matches in, but what are you seeing out of the guys right now?
Yeah, well, weather-wise, our first week was almost perfect. And right before spring break, we had, like, sunny and 75 4 days in a row, and I was like, this is too good to be true. So then we go on spring break and come back, and it's just kind of been not so good ever since then, hoping it's kind of going to make a turn here. But, yeah, the weather has been a challenging aspect, but it's the same for everybody. So we've kind of been battling through that. As far as my team goes, we kind of have a lot of returning players this year. We've got a senior, Toby Meyer, and senior, Caleb Girdley. We have two juniors, John Gasho and Alex Emenheiser. And then we've got another junior, Drew Reeves. Or I think he's a sophomore. Sophomore Drew Reeves, sorry. And then maybe we might throw a new freshman into the mix, Dax Frost. But that's kind of what we're looking like on our team this year.
So. Again, Sam Godby is with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner as we talk Tigers boys golf. Expectations for this year's team? Is this a team that can compete and win the conference, do well in the state tournament? How do you see this team, Sam?
Yeah, our big goal this year is to win conference. Unfortunately, last year we didn't have our full lineup at the conference tournament, and that we kind of felt like that was a frustrating thing for us. But, you know, with how COVID went last year and everything like that, it was – could happen to anybody, so we knew it was a possibility. But we're really looking forward to this year being full strength, and we'll play conference out at Rocky Ridge. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's definitely our main goal this year, is to win conference.
All right, again, Sam Godby is with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner as we talk Lebanon Tigers golf. You're in action on Wednesday, so just give me your thoughts on that competition. It's just a dual meet with yourself and Westfield. They're able to win, but just tell me how you felt your guys played.
Well, Wednesday was probably the most difficult conditions we've played in so far this year. It's been so windy lately, but it was wind and a little bit of rain, and it was just a tough day and probably one we're ready to erase from our memory and move on to the next one. Mm-hmm.
But are there things you hope the guys learn from playing in conditions like that?
Well, there's been a lot of practices this year just mm-hmm. like that. And so we've done a good job of, you know, everybody's still playing on those days where it's like, where the weather's not our friend, and we've been playing through it. So we're experienced in it. But yeah, we definitely learn from that. And when we move forward into nicer days, like we're getting today and hopefully next week, hopefully we're ready to go.
Again, talking Tigers golf here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So no action for your guys today due to the prom and them traveling and having to get back and get ready for that. You give them today off, so what does next week look like for your guys?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to next Saturday. We have the Kent Franson invite here at Ulin. Probably the best tournament in the state that day. Mm-hmm. A lot of good teams from all Central Indiana and even beyond that are going to be here. So we're lucky to host that, and obviously we see the course every day at practice. Mm-hmm. So this definitely something we're definitely gearing up for. And it's a good, I look at it as kind of like the sectional preview, because we also mm-hmm. have the sectional at Ulin, and a lot of the same teams that are in the Kent Franson invite are also coming to our sectional. So, this is one of the main tournaments that we look forward to all year long. So we're excited for it.
All right. Once again, we've been joined here by Sam Godby, head coach of the Lebanon Tiger Golf Program. And we'll cut the coach loose. Sam, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's welcome into our conversation now a senior here at Lebanon High School, member of the Tiger Golf Team, Toby Meyer. And Toby, welcome back. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you with us here. So let's talk what you're seeing out of your game right now. What are you liking about how you're playing at this point in the season?
I've always felt good with my putting, and that was the worst part of my game to start the season. And if it's not one thing, it's another in golf. And so now I'm feeling good about my putting. You know, I feel like everything can go in, whether I'm close to the hole or not. I've got a lot of confidence with the putter right now. But I'm trying to find my swing. I'm trying to hit more fairways and just make solid contact. I've not been making solid contact. So I'm just trying to hit the ball a little better and get my shot shape and trajectory back that I like. But overall, it's been an all right start to the season.
All right. Again, Toby Meyer with us here. You're a senior, so you've been through the grind for 4 years now. What is it about playing golf here at Lebanon that you enjoy?
You know, I think it's a small school, small team feel, and you get to know a lot of the players closely, and I just, you know, it's fun coming to practice and seeing guys and hanging out with guys that I normally might not hang out with at school or outside of school. So it's just kind of that small town feel. You've got a smaller city behind your back and rooting for you and following you, and it's super cool. And it feels good. You get the town behind your back, and you feel like you've got something to play for and people to you know, you want to do well for.
Again, Toby Myers with us here. Talk to me about the other guys that have made up the varsity roster at this point. Kind of give me your impressions of them, and let's start with the upperclassmen, the seniors and juniors.
So I think Caleb's our only other senior, and this is his second year on the golf team. So, you know, just giving more senior leadership and experience. Last year was his first year on the team, but still, I mean, he's been through it a year now, and he hits the ball a mile, so it's it's fun to watch that. And then to Alex, our junior, who it's fun going out every day and competing with him. And you know, I've got competition every day in practice because he and I kind of go back and forth, and it's fun to have that. It's important to have that, and good for the two of us. And then John is John. You show up to practice every day, and he's always got a smile on his face. He's always laughing and cracking jokes, so he keeps the mood pretty light. And but yeah, our varsity team has a lot of potential, and I truly believe that. And there's no reason that we should not be in the conversation for winning the conference tournament. I think our guys can, if they are all on their games, myself included, I think we can post a relatively low number.
Again, we're talking here with Toby Myers. We talk Tigers golf here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Let me get your thoughts on your most recent match. That was back on Wednesday. As Coach mentioned, it was a difficult night because of the weather. You came in with a round of 41. Considering the conditions, are you pretty happy with that round?
I wouldn't say happy. I made one par, and that is probably the first time I've done that I can remember, at least in my high school matches. But just a roller coaster round right from the start. And I'm trying to find my swing. My putter saved me from that 41 being a lot bigger of a number, and I certainly want to be a lot lower than, but definitely lower than 41. So it's frustrating, but I think I salvaged what could have been a lot worse.
So when you look at your swing, or you have other people look at your swing, what are they seeing, and what adjustments do you need to make to get it right?
My rhythm, I think, has gotten a little off, and my swing path. I think I've kind of fallen back into a bad habit of last year where I'm trying to get my left shoulder over my right foot, and from there I'm struggling with my balance and making good contact. And I think that's what, you know, my coaches are looking for, and trying to, you know, we're just trying to fix it and get it back to where it's solid and where I'm hitting the ball well. But there's a million things you could look at in the golf swing. And it's just you're never really going to master it. It's always a work in progress, and just trying to get it back to where it's solid.
What are your goals this year?
My goal since freshman year has been to make the state tournament. I think there's no reason not to set a high goal, and I also think it's realistic at the same time. And I would just love to go out on a high note. I think making it to Prairie View and playing at state would be a good way to go out for me, because it, in all honesty, the 4 years that, well, three was a COVID, but the three seasons that I've played have not been, or I guess two up to this point, have not been kind of where I hope to be and the level I wanted to get to. So just really grinding this year and trying to go out on a positive note. And to win the conference individually is something that I feel like I need to go out with.
Once again, on this segment of the Coach's Corner, we have had a chance to talk Tigers golf. We began with Coach Sam Godby, and we just wrapped up with Senior Toby Meyer, and we say thanks to them both for joining us here this morning. Well, we'll take a break and be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.